Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Now, I'm gonna level with you. Life can feel like a never-ending rodeo sometimes, right? We're bombarded with information, expectations, and demands from all sides. It's enough to make your head spin, leave you feeling drained, and honestly, kind of lost in the chaos. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate this wild ride with more grace and resilience? That secret weapon, my friends, is emotional intelligence, your compass for mental well-being. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy buzzword. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that awareness to build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and ultimately, live a happier and more fulfilling life. And trust me, this stuff is game-changing. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from emotional intelligence that can seriously level up your mental well-being. First things first, you gotta become an emotion detective. That means learning to identify and understand your own feelings. Ever felt like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high with joy, the next you're plummeting into frustration or sadness. Well, instead of just letting those emotions take control, try to pinpoint exactly what triggers them. Is it a certain person, situation, or thought? By becoming aware of your emotional patterns, you can start to manage them more effectively. Next up, empathy, the ability to step into someone else's shoes and see things from their perspective. Now, this doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say or feel, but it does mean making a genuine effort to understand their emotions and where they're coming from. Think of it like this. Empathy is the glue that holds relationships together. When you show someone you care about how they feel, even if you don't share those same feelings, you build trust and connection. Now, let's talk self-regulation, basically the ability to control your emotions in a healthy way. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is fine when it's not. It means finding constructive ways to express your emotions and manage them effectively. Take deep breaths, go for a walk, journal your thoughts, talk to someone you trust. Whatever works best for you. Remember that saying, kill them with kindness? Well, there's some truth to it. Cultivating positive social skills, like active listening, clear communication, and conflict resolution, can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. When you feel connected and supported by others, you're less likely to feel stressed, isolated, and overwhelmed. Last but not least, we gotta talk about self-awareness, the foundation of emotional intelligence. This is about understanding your strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. It's about knowing what motivates you, what drains your energy, and what makes you tick. The more self-aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to make decisions that align with your goals and values, leading to greater fulfillment and happiness. Imagine this. You're at work facing a challenging deadline, and tensions are running high. But instead of getting caught up in the stress and frustration, you take a moment to breathe, assess the situation calmly, and communicate clearly with your colleagues. You manage your emotions effectively, build empathy with others, and find a solution that works for everyone. That's the power of emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking. This all sounds great. But how do I actually apply it to my life? Well, start by paying attention to your emotions throughout the day. Notice how certain situations or people make you feel and try to identify any patterns. Journal about your experiences. Talk to trusted friends or family members, and consider seeking guidance from a therapist or counselor if needed. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning. You're capable of achieving amazing things when you tap into the power of emotional intelligence. It's about becoming aware, cultivating empathy, managing your emotions, building strong relationships, and living with intention. So, take this knowledge, apply it to your life, and watch your mental well-being soar. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a boost in emotional intelligence. Maybe even tag them on social media and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.